You may be seated. Very shortly, we're going to have that thing filled up with choir members. Going to have that one filled up with choir members. Making these rafters ring for the glory of God Almighty. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to call people forward this morning. But if you need prayer, I want you to stand right where you are. And I want everybody to stretch your hands toward them. And I want a number to stretch them toward. I want our elders to stretch them toward the camera, please. That folk who are watching and worshiping with us by the internet or listening to Sun Life Radio, this is for you. And we're believing God for healing right now. Because Jesus Christ is not only the Savior, He's the healer. Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I claim this morning divine healing, O Lord, for every child of God. For healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. That bread belongs to every person in this place and over television around the world and radio around the world who are watching or listening and worshiping with us. Healing belongs to them. It is their bread paid for by Jesus Christ. And Father, we claim it right now that surgery will not be necessary. That person is well in the name of Jesus. That cancer must die right now. Lord, female orders be healed. Nervous disorders dispelled in the name of Jesus. Ulcers healed by the power of God. Migraine headaches healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Never to come back again. The effects of strokes to be healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory, for thou art our Savior, our healer, and our soon coming King. You are the prophet, the priest, and the redeemer. We say it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. That little course. He pastored in Chicago, Illinois for many years. He's now with the Lord, but lost his way with God, went into deep sin. He said in his testimony some years later, he said, I got to the place I could not believe. A series of events in the church took place that I'm not saying that he was in the right in doing what he did. He wasn't. But there's no excuse for turning one's back on God. But it's a shame when the church, which is supposed to be a harbor, but instead is a minefield. That's a tragedy. And he got to the place he no longer believed. He came to the place, he said, I don't even believe there is a God. After preaching the gospel for years and seeing many people saved, you say, how could that be? He lost his way. But you see, we may lose our way, But God never loses sight of where we are. And he kept dealing with him and moving upon him, because it's not easy to turn out the lights that God has hung up in your soul since infancy. And he came back to Christ and wrote simple words, but they'll last forever. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. Notice the words, all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. Do you believe this morning? That's the key. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord,